The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I shouldn't tell you this, but Eric hired someone who sounds just like him to host today's show. But since I'm the announcer, they told me, so I'm telling you, don't be fooled. The real Eric's in jail.
Hey there, folks. Guess what today is? Did you guess? It's Groundhog Day. I don't want you to guess too long. It's Groundhog Day. And in honor of Groundhog Day, I wanted to have someone on that I had on very recently. You know, you've seen the movie Groundhog Day. I love Greg Kelly. Some of you know who he is. He's the best thing on Newsmax, and Newsmax has some great stuff. But Greg Kelly, in my opinion, and you know what? It's really not my opinion. I wouldn't, if it were merely my opinion and I were aware of it being purely subjective, I wouldn't put it out that way. Greg Kelly is on 10 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax every night. The last time he was on this program, we talked about his background. We talked about a lot of things, the possibility of his running for mayor of New York. We didn't talk enough about the main reason he was on the program was to talk about his brand new book. He's got a book out called Justice for All, How the Left is Wrong About Law Enforcement. We all knew that the left was wrong, but how they are wrong is the subject of Greg Kelly's book, Justice for All. Greg Kelly, welcome back.
So good to be back, Eric, and you're amazing and amazingly dressed as usual. Seriously, the best dressed guy around. Even you don't have to wear a tie these days to be well dressed.
I was going to say wearing a tie would be gilding the lily, and we know that that's just not worth doing. Gilding the lily, by the way, I coined that phrase in one of my early poems. Shakespeare gets credit for it, but I don't care. I'm like Reagan. You know what I mean? I don't care who gets credit. Okay,
as long as people are
Greg,
got it.
Greg Kelly, you wrote a book. Now, again, to refresh those in my audience who might have missed your last appearance on the program, you really do have an interesting background. So you are currently really the star of Newsmax. And I want to talk about what's going on with Newsmax and the censorship. But your book is about law enforcement. Tell us a little bit about your background and about your dad, because that's what would give you a particular insight into law enforcement, particularly New York City law enforcement, which is where you and I live. Talk about that just for a bit so we get a setup to why you wrote this book, Justice for All.
Sure. Well, look, I've been a reporter and a journalist and talk show host for about two decades now. And you know, I feel like you and I are a bit different from a lot of the folks on media. I mean, where I sense in you a genuine curiosity about the world. I've always been curious.
I'm faking that, to be honest, but if I sold you, I'm good.
Eric. So if you you do it very well, and you know, it used to be annoying when I was a kid because I would ask so many questions, and then I found a way to monetize that. I hung around with my dad a lot growing up. He was a police officer and the greatest influence in my life. The book is dedicated to him. I'm not a law enforcement professional, but I am somewhat observant. I did serve in uniform and in the United States Marine Corps. And this is a book that definitely supports law enforcement, no doubt about it. That's the thrust of it. But I also, and from my perspective, I'm not beholden really to anyone in uniform. And there are some people in uniform who deserve criticism from time to time. And too many people are kind of reluctant to do that. You know, this thank you for your service, thank you for your service, thank you for your service till you're blue in the face. And nobody wants to really get real, like with those Capitol Hill cops and things like that. So I the whole picture kind of gave me a little bit of leeway to kind of say some hard truths and to visit some issues that a lot of people are staying away from, particularly race, which Obama, I think we talked about at one point, was big enough and bold enough to say some hard truths about race, but he got scared.
For a femtosecond, for one femtosecond, he was willing to use the color of his skin to bless the country, and then he backed off immediately, which is really, it's not just shameful, it's heartbreaking, because you think of the lives that might have been improved if he had had the courage to say what he knew was true.
So it falls to people like you and me and a few others, you know, I mean, conservatives on Newsmax, a white person. That's been a real, that's become very fashionable, by the way, woke elites to put themselves down over their own skin color. I hear it all the time. I'm just a white guy, so I'm not going to weigh in on this. And well, that may be fine for you, Mr. Millionaire, 65 years old. You've already made your name. You've got your money. You got your status, and you just want to hold on to those things. But that cancerous viewpoint or virtue signal is a trickle-down effect. Some of us are still on their way up. What about if you work at the bus depot? Are you supposed to take a step back because you are a white male? You might be Christian. Society is now saying that. But we know it's absurd, and this really does affect the working class. So,
I mean, it's worse than absurd. It's antithetical to America, to the American vision of genuine equality. It's offensive. It's cultural Marxism. And the cultural elites are, they don't care. And this is one of the reasons that I love you and want to talk to you about your book, Justice for All, is that you care about the working class, the people that are going to work every day. They're trying to raise their kids amidst this madness. And you and I know that the elites that are pushing this nonsense genuinely don't care. They give it, and worse than that, they give it lip service. They pretend that they care while they are in fact doing great harm to the people who live in the boroughs, who suffer when there aren't enough cops around, or when the cops have been so denigrated that the cops hang back because they figure it's safer for them to do that. So we're in a tough spot.
You know, and I'm surprised. I'm gratified when people come up to me and they'll say things like, wow, you're really brave for saying that, which is a nice thing to say. Although, I mean, the truth, you never really, it shouldn't take courage to say the truth. But what strikes me, actually, when people say those kinds of things is these are folks who are afraid to speak out, who have kind of, you know, working class jobs, civil service jobs, private sector jobs that are mid-level. They're afraid to speak out. That is troubling to me. You know, ordinary citizenry is feeling this, the scourge of censorship. And that has been a real eye-opener. I got to tell you one thing, because it's bothering me. Over your right shoulder, I believe, is the Empire State Building. Am I correct?
You are correct, sir.
Are you sure, or is it Rockefeller Center?
No. I know the Empire State Building. Yeah,
I know, because I had this exact view for 6 months, literally the exact view. I lived on 29th Street, and the building looked directly at the middle to the slight eastern portion of the Empire State Building. And this is...
And it's obvious that God just set this up to freak you out, Greg Kelly. See, God's in the business of doing that. God's in the business of doing that, because you know we didn't do that. We don't know where you lived, but we're just here to freak you out.
Because you know what? I mean, really, God, as you know, God is in charge of everything, and I made some very serious decisions about my life in that room with me in the Empire State Building, just sitting there. So forgive me. Now that that's out of the way, I can focus on you again. Hello.
Wow. No, don't focus on me. I'm supposed to be focused on you. This is my show, and I talk to guests. You're my guest. Well, again, when we're talking about you know, I follow you on Twitter, and I was going to say, when people say, oh, you're being brave, I get a lot of that, too. And I think to myself, we have an obligation to speak the truth. That shouldn't be extra credit. That is basic stuff. And when I say what I say and you say what you say, it's because we actually care about those people who are suffering under this draconian censorship and groupthink. That is evil. And you and I know that we can do workarounds and we can get it. But these people are suffering. So we speak on their behalf because they don't have a voice. And it's an outrage that this is going on. So we're properly outraged. We'll be right back, folks. Plenty more with Greg Kelly, the new book, Justice for All. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Greg Kelly. You probably know him from Newsmax. If you ever think of watching Newsmax, 10 p.m. Eastern, Greg is on. Greg, I don't want to embarrass you too much, but you're definitely the best thing on Newsmax, and there's a lot of good stuff on Newsmax, but you are particularly outspoken and I guess, you know, you can say courageous, although I was just getting through saying that, like, that's kind of our job at this point, is to speak the truth, you know, amidst this welter of lies. In the book Justice for All, you talk about law enforcement. That's, you know, one piece, an important piece of the larger puzzle, and the denigration of law enforcement by the left. I have to admit, when I first read Defund the Police, I thought, that's like saying the Democratic Party now says 1 + 1 = 3. I thought this is either a joke or there's something's wrong, because I've never read anything so pointedly, obviously stupid. You know, you could say, I don't like the police because of this, or this cop was a dirty cop, or yeah, we can talk about that. But when you say defund the police, it's just madness on parade. How do you think that happened, that just a few years ago, some of these Marxist radicals in the Democratic Party were able to put forth an idea so preposterous and, of course, so harmful to the people they pretend to care about?
Racial intimidation, weaponizing race, silencing those who know better when race is brought into the conversation, because it makes a lot of people uncomfortable. People with money, people with status will shut up and sign up for anything and everything if you take race, if you put race into the picture. They want to, it's mob justice, mob rule. And by the way, as offensive as the defund concept is, it's back. In the wake of Memphis, it's back. They're sneaking it in. Democrats, you know, those who are in charge of getting people elected, know that this does not work as a bumper sticker, but it's back on the agenda. MSNBC, they're sneaking it in. Everybody who could be opposed to something called the BREATHE Act. They were talking about the BREATHE Act all morning long on MSNBC. 50 pages, it outlines our whole agenda. Well, thank you so much for coming. Well, I had a feeling there was something crazy in that BREATHE Act. And sure enough, on page one of the 50 pages, they will defund the police on their way to abolishing the punishment paradigm, I think they called it. Hey, by the way, you mentioned, you know, bravery, and it is nice, and I think, you know, it is our job, but in a way, it's easy to be brave when you have a great employer backing you up. Now, Newsmax has given me the space with which that I can use and say things, and and they encourage that and they like it. So, but I have found that bravery goes out the window when your employer gets cold feet. And that's happened to a lot of folks out there. So I am so grateful to be at Newsmax. I'm sure you're grateful to the folks at Salem and beyond. I mean, we have employers because basically so much of this is about income inequality, and it's the unspoken issue. But if your employer backs you up, it's much easier to be courageous.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what's so interesting to me is how you require one in a free society, one requires people to have courage. And that means corporations, whether it's Fox or Newsmax or whoever, if they don't, now you're in trouble. And what I have noticed is that there's always the temptation to think, you know, kind of like a cowardly corporation. They're like, is somebody going to sue us? How much money do we have to pay Jesse Jackson? What do we need to do? In other words, they have absolutely no principles, no values, and they're not ashamed of it. They're perfectly willing to do whatever is necessary. They've bought into a deeply cynical, nihilistic view of the world that says, we don't want to get in trouble. We don't care about anything else. If we can just, you know, keep our doors open for another month or until the quarter is over, they don't actually believe in anything. And that's how corporations have been taken over by, the wokeism coming into human resources. And you think that's how a society dies. Once even the corporations are utterly without values, they'll do anything and say anything. So I have noticed, and I will be speaking to Chris Ruddy, who is the man behind Newsmax, about this, because that takes particular bravery in this day and age. And I thank God for the folks in Salem Media for backing me up. But when you say what you say on your program, I don't just marvel at you. I marvel at Chris Ruddy and at Newsmax, because without that, you can't do what you do, and you're giving a lot of people hope.
Totally, totally. And I'm very, very grateful. And, as you brilliantly summarize, the corporate mentality and the lack of values, I do recall, like, the lessons I've learned from Donald Trump. the way he tweets, I studied his Twitter for a long time before I actually started tweeting myself, and watching the reactions from sheer delight to total outrage. And then everybody moves on. Everyone moves on very, very quickly. Corporations, General Mills or Procter & Gamble, no one is tweeting with ferocity about them day in and day out, right? They're like utilities. Nobody really cares until they're in a controversy. And those executives, this is my theory, for those few hours, they've never gone through anything like it before, and they will do anything right, to turn it off. And they'll sign up. And by the time they actually arrange all the things they have to arrange to satisfy the woke mob has already moved on to something else.
That's right.
So their response is late and pathetic. So one of the advantages actually I have in writing the book and being on Newsmax is and the Twitter, just kind of not minding at all criticism. It's like looking at the weather in Portugal. It doesn't matter. And it's kind of a very freeing place to be.
Right.
Free place to be. And I learned it, quite frankly, from Trump.
Well, it's interesting because your tweets are as close to his tweets as anyone's I've ever seen. And I say that as a compliment. There's kind of an all caps truth telling quality to many of your tweets, which is also often inadvertently funny, because when somebody speaks the truth, like, yeah, you just think, wow, that's so rare that I have to laugh. I have to laugh with delight, not derision. And there is something beautiful about that. Now, when you mentioned what corporations are willing to do to get the woke mob off their back, I think we have to be really blunt. We have to understand that because they have no values except get the woke mob off my back, they would happily kill a few Jews or look the other way while a few Jews are being killed. The reason I say this is that this is how the Nazis took over Germany. This is what they did. Bullying, intimidation, just look the other way while we do this. Now we're seeing it with BLM. We're seeing it with the woke mob. So human beings actually are suffering because of the cowardice and lack of principle in now we're talking about corporations, but it could be anything. All of these elite schools. I was having a conversation with a woman just the other day with one of these elite schools, like on the board of one of these elite schools in Manhattan, talking about the Kabuki theater of during COVID, how they were all being trained to express their white privilege, and they were. And I thought to myself, the Nazis had nothing on this. You know, the Nazis didn't do Zoom calls to train people. They had to do it, you know, kind of on the grassroots level. We're living in crazy times. And so when someone like you says we're living in crazy times and is specific about it, people cheer because they think, thank you for speaking up for us. So on behalf of all these people, let me say to you personally, thank you very much. You've been a great encouragement to people. I have to ask you this because I asked you last time. New York needs a mayor like Rudy Giuliani or Donald Trump or Greg Kelly. You flirted with that last time. You said you feel like the system is so corrupt that it would be hard to win. I want to just explore that a little further. We just got a minute left. But, you know, human lives are at stake. We know that there are people all across these boroughs suffering because of the lack of leadership we have under one of the worst mayors in the history of this country, and that's saying something.
I'd love to be I wouldn't love to be the mayor. It's interesting. I now know a lot about politics, more, you know, by osmosis, more than I used to know. I remember somebody went to my dad a few years ago, very able gentleman and totally unknown, and said, I think I could be a good mayor. My father asked him, well, why do you think that? And he said, well, I'm a very good manager. And my dad had to say, well, you know, that's number 73 on the list of things you have to be to become mayor. You would think that that's first and foremost, but it's not. The system is that broken and that silly and that vacuous. And so look, everybody, anybody who's thinking about politics, yes, there must be a path to victory, and maybe that's a narrow path. My concern is that path, there are roadblocks.
Okay, is too important. When we come back, we're going to continue that and other sentences with Greg Kelly. The book is Justice for All. Well, the darlings on the sideline dreaming up. Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Greg Kelly. What is that, a Jewish name? Greg Kelly is the author of Justice for All. You can see him on Newsmax every night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Greg, we're talking about the qualities that it takes, leadership qualities, but particularly to be a great mayor in New York City. To some extent, Koch had that, although, of course, he was a Democrat, and I would differ with him on some things. But Giuliani had it like crazy. Even Bloomberg, because he was willing to follow common sense rather than the woke mob, was able to continue in the tradition of Giuliani. We've seen a nightmare under de Blasio and sadly also under Eric Adams. They are just, they almost couldn't be worse. And you were talking about what it takes to be a mayor. And I really think in 2014, long before Trump announced for president, my wife said, you know, Trump would be a great mayor of New York. And I thought, yes, you need kind of a maniac, a truth-telling person who understands the wildness inherent in the city, who understands the crookedness of the unions and all this stuff, which is one of the reasons that I hope that you or Curtis Sliwa will be the next mayor of New York City. But you have to run. And you were talking about the barriers. So continue. The barriers. What are these barriers?
Well, the barriers are new. Look, I agree with former President Jimmy Carter and former Secretary of State James Baker. Mail-in voting is so open to corruption, to coercion. I do believe I could beat Eric Adams under the not terribly old system of showing up on Election Day, but where you have unions handing out ballots. I don't think a Republican perhaps will ever win citywide office again, or anyone outside the machine will ever win citywide office. I don't see it anytime soon. And actually, I'm very pessimistic about 2024. Should Trump be the nominee? And I am a supporter of Donald Trump. I'm very clear about that. I love his policies. I also love him. I think he's amazing. And I think he's the chosen one in so many ways. But I'm very concerned that I don't want to say steal, but they'll mess with the election all over again. And so that's my concern. And I know that that would happen to me.
Now, why don't you want to say steal? Because it's a combination of things which, as far as I'm concerned, includes stealing. In other words, there's various kinds of corruption, but I do think that that's what happened in 2020. And again, I'm offended not on behalf of Donald Trump. I'm offended on behalf of we the people, the idea that the voice of we the people would be taken away by corrupt elites. That means we're in a war. We cannot allow that. At some point, we have to do something about it. I think people are doing things about it. Kerry Lake is doing stuff in Arizona. So I feel like there are glimmers of hope.
So I don't say the word steal for a couple of reasons. Number one, I don't want anyone to call the cops or the FBI. And we were just talking about how courageous we are. I mean, remember, there was that moment after January 6th, which there was this sense that if you question the election, God help you. But the reason why I don't say steal is I personally can't prove that. I don't have the technical expertise knowledge to prove that.
You can't prove that a man walked on the moon, but do we really need to shrink from saying that a man walked on the moon?
I know what you mean. That's a very interesting comparison. I can also prove that the Earth is round. I can't actually mathematically show that to you, but I know it. But however, I think it's a fair technical question. And so that is why I stay away from the word steal. I can throw out all the circumstantial evidence, which is incredibly compelling, and also I can get technical about the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and how that was violated, but I cannot prove beyond reasonable doubt that it was stolen. I suspect that it probably was, but that's why I hedge, to be honest. And I all fairness, that the word steal, can I go there? Well, you heard what I just said. I have grave concerns about what happened in 2020, and I feel like it could happen all over again in 2024 if it's Trump or anybody else on our side.
Well, I mean, for me, the real issue, and I wrote about this briefly in my book, If You Can Keep It, about America. If most Americans don't believe in the institutions of government. In other words, if enough Americans are skeptical about our voting system, America is dead. In other words, you need people to believe that we, in fact, are the government. We, in fact, elect our leaders. Once that cynicism comes in, people pull back, and then you do get us versus them. You get that's the government and we're the people, and who do I need to pay off, you know, so that things go well for me? Suddenly corruption is taken over, and of course you see that in all kinds of countries around the world. And so that's, to me, the acid that's destroying America, and it's why we have to continue to question these things, because unless people are convinced that our elections are basically fair, we cannot have a Republican self-government. So anyway, I just say that. We're going to go to a break. Folks, I want to remind you that Greg Kelly has a brand new book out called Justice for All, How the Left is Wrong About Law Enforcement. Greg is one of the very few voices speaking unadulterated truth on the airwaves, in large part due to the folks at Newsmax. We'll be talking to Chris Ruddy. And of course, when you do those things, you get attacked, and Newsmax is getting attacked. And if you don't care about these things, you are absolutely part of the problem. We'll be right back talking to Greg Kelly. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Greg Kelly. I hope you can spell it. Justice for All is the book, How the Left is Wrong About Law Enforcement. I hope, Greg Kelly, that this book becomes your campaign biography when you run for mayor of New York. People need to pray about that. Let's talk about one of the few things that people have the guts to talk about is the Marxist origins of BLM and who Barack Obama is. And it's because of all this kind of weird white guilt that people have, which is really – it's just a form of cowardice, really. And they're kind of proud of the virtue of being guilty, which is preposterous. It's just fundamentally wrong. But – talk to us about what you know about the origins of BLM and about the rise of Barack Obama.
Well, BLM actually came about in the aftermath of what they characterize as the murder of Trayvon Martin. Now, Trayvon Martin was not murdered. He was killed in self-defense. George Zimmerman was attacked by Trayvon Martin, who Trayvon Martin was not some innocent kid with Skittles. He was an aspiring gangbanger. His social media was filled with references to violence, sexual violence. He was a bad guy. He was a bad guy. And that narrative, as you know, was hijacked by the left. And it was a perfect opportunity for Barack Obama. After he was elected in 2008, 91% of African Americans voted for him, and that plummeted to about 68% in 2011. That's what polls were showing. He was losing black support drastically because the black community's plight did not improve in any appreciable way after he became president. They were blaming him. Barack Obama chose to go all in on victim psychology. He had always been rather ambivalent and a little bit sensitive about his race and his identity. He says it out loud, you know, am I white? Am I black? The black people view me as white. They view me with suspicion. He writes about this in his many personal memoirs and autobiographies. He decided to go all in with the victim culture. And that's not the promise he made to America. It wasn't. He was going to be the most post-racial president. Instead, for political survival and personal brand enhancement, he went all in on grievance culture, and Black Lives Matter was standing by, helping him facilitate that very selfish conversation.
Well, I'll never forget it when he said that Trayvon Martin, you know, he could be my son or something like that. And I thought to myself, this is as craven as anything. It's just unbelievable, because that's the moment when a president gets to be the president, when he gets to say the thing that leads the country in the right direction or the wrong direction. We remember Clinton had great political instincts, and he knew that he needed to distance himself from Sister Souljah, who was, you know, a raptivist or whatever she was. He knew, like, I need to distance myself from that. I need to be careful. He was wise enough to listen to Dick Morris about triangulation. You know, it really is. You need to understand politics and leadership. So when Barack Obama did that, the harm that was caused to black communities across this country, it's incalculable and horrifying. And so obviously, I'm glad you brought it up. But we just have a few minutes left. Anything else you want to say on that? And then I want to talk about corporate culture and Newsmax.
I remember that moment as well in the Rose Garden, and it's quite frankly the inherent racism. And you know, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon. You know, 10 minutes ago in American culture, it was wrong to say that people who happen to be of the same race looked alike. You know, and now everyone is looking for somebody who looks like me, i.e., same race. I can only be inspired by people of the same race. One of the reasons why I went into the military, I was inspired personally by Colin Powell. Here's why I like the guy. He went to school in the Bronx. I went to school in the Bronx. He knew the White Castle. We went to the same White Castle. He talked about it publicly. I loved it. I love it. He didn't go to a fancy school. I didn't go to a fancy school. This is my kind of guy. Yet, I guess I shouldn't have been inspired because he did not look like me. And that's what everyone's looking for now. And you know, you mentioned the moment. Yeah, he could have been president. And then he also said this, Obama, he's had this the time to lead. And instead, he said, it's a known fact that blacks and Hispanics are disproportionately stopped by police officers. That's a fact. He did not say the next part where blacks and Hispanics disproportionately are committing more crime. He had to put it in context. He should have put it in context. Instead, he didn't. He implied that the entire law enforcement system is racist. And that's where he really, truly became such a negative, divisive force. And we're living with the consequences.
Do you think he is still effectively running the country while the sock puppet known as Joe Biden pretends to be president? Do you suppose that it's Obama and his folks that are behind the scenes? Because we know that Joe Biden is not running the country, which is itself madness. But what do you suppose is cooking behind the scenes?
I say it in the book that Barack Obama and Susan Rice are running the country. You know, is there a memo to that effect? No, but you can connect the dots. You can take it all in. And you can also look at that interview that Obama did with Stephen Colbert in November of 2020, where he said, if I could have a stand-in and I could be in the basement calling the shots, I'd be fine with that. And he looks at the camera with this very strange, wide-eyed. I do believe, in my heart and my gut, that Obama and Susan Rice, as a duo, they are the most powerful people on the planet right now. And Joe Biden is in trouble because he ran afoul of them. He signed up to go along with the woke agenda. They would protect him. He could be president. But he went rogue when he went to St. Croix. This is Biden, where he's thinking about running for re-election. I mean, are you serious? I mean, do you forget what the arrangement was? So I do think that this document thing has it's an Obama operation. That's not in the book, but that's my sense.
Oh, I think a lot of people have that sense. I think that's true. I have long felt that Biden, you know, he's the classic, you know, the useful idiot. We will use him until we don't need him, and then we'll get rid of him. And I have very little doubt that he's not going to finish his term. That's another story. We'll be back 4 minutes left with Greg Kelly if he doesn't leave us. Stick around.
Thank you. Here.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am talking to Greg Kelly. I believe that's Irish. Justice for All is the book, How the Left is Wrong About Law Enforcement. Greg, in case people don't know, your father is Ray Kelly. Tell my audience, how long was he commissioner? I don't remember the details of this.
He was commissioner under Mike Bloomberg for 12 years, 12 okay. consecutive years.
12 years police commissioner in New York. While he was police commissioner in New York, I lived in New York. New York was unbelievably safe. It was a completely, completely different city than it is today, not many years later. And I got to tell you, I saw this the moment de Blasio was elected. I remember thinking, there's no way that we could slide back toward the 1970s, toward, you know, mean streets and taxi driver. And there's no way. I have seen it. It's like almost like time lapse photography, what I see on the streets on the Upper East Side. I mean, it is amazing. Your father, you know, oversaw one of the greatest police departments in the world at a time when this city had been so dramatically transformed. I mean, from what it was to what it had become, and then to see it go back, it's just astonishing, which is one of the reasons I know that you wrote this book, Justice for All, which is brand new, How the Left is Wrong About Law Enforcement. You've seen this with your own eyes. You've lived here. You've seen it happen.
I have. And, you know, when my father left office, you know, you mentioned how clean, how safe, how orderly New York was, but it was also racially harmonious. We did not have racial tension for more than a decade. It was a glorious time. We know how to get along. We are being ripped apart by liberal politicians with an agenda. I still shake my head. My father left office, by the way, after 12 years in office in New York City. 75% approval rating, this is from a Quinnipiac poll, a New York Times exit poll conducted in November of 2013, had his approval rating at 68%. These are astronomically high numbers in a city that is majority non-white. So everything that's happened since was unnecessary. As I've said in the book, you know, de Blasio pretended the NYPD was broken. Then he pretended to fix what wasn't broken. And now he's managed to actually break it. And the way politics works in New York, you only need about 200,000 voters to become the mayor of an 8 million person city.
Right.
It's absolutely crazy. So, you know, some say it was a referendum on the NYPD. It wasn't.
Right.
It just found 250,000 activists to go out and lie and then show up on the last day of school to vote. It was
right.
The last day of school. So just all artificial and all unnecessary.
By the way, you know, since today happens to be Groundhog Day, let's not forget that Bill de Blasio also murdered a groundhog. Do people not remember this? That he dropped it? Because first of all, de Blasio is a freakish, he's a circus giant. He dropped it from the height of about 9 feet up, and he broke the little beast's neck. So in addition to eating his New York pizza with a fork, that's sick, he also murdered a groundhog on the very day called Groundhog Day. Greg Kelly, you're just too much fun to talk to. You remind me of High Pitch from the old Stern show. Have I ever told you that? Huh? I'm sorry.
We care to let people in on the inside joke.
We can't. maybe the next time. It's a joy to talk to you. Congratulations on everything you're doing at Newsmax, 10 p.m. Eastern every night. The book, the brand new book, Justice for All, How the Left is Wrong About Law Enforcement. Greg Kelly, thank you very much.
Eric Metaxas, thank you. Thank you very much. All the best.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.